Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and welcome to 2023. Happy New Year, everyone. Starting off a new year, and as always, new beginnings, new chapters. It doesn't mean that we have to end or discard or even put disclaimers on last year. Last year, we were very fruitful, made a lot of great progress, a lot of continuous improvement. And so a new year is just a continuation. But it does let us feel like we're turning a page, we're entering a new chapter. And that's what makes it exciting and fun and all of the anticipation and the hope. And I dare say that some of the setup for 2023 was already happening as we closed out 2022. So already I feel like we're on moving full steam ahead into the new year with some exciting new plans, things that we couldn't have ever even imagined. Sometimes our imagination is limited based on some of our anxieties and fears and past performances. But when the stars align, the universe opens, and just blessing and grace from the universe and on high, wonderful things happen. And so much of it is in the mindset and you being receptive. So it's like the saying, it's mind over matter. No matter what is going on around you, what people may be saying or talking about or tweeting about or chatting and chattering about, sometimes that's all noise because you get to, in your mind and in your head and in your vision and in your heart, you get to create your world of possibilities. And you have to believe in it more than anyone else, no matter if everyone else thinks it's silly or frivolous or not realistic. It's about you believing in it first. And those who are supposed to ride along with you on the adventure, they will know it in their hearts. Because sometimes things have to be believed long before they are seen. But there's a lot of things that we, in our journey, under our umbrella of technology and espresso, we've seen become realities. And never did I think in 2022 that I would be ending the year with a storefront, with a physical store. And in 2023, looking at planning a grand opening for that new store. But that's in fact exactly what 2023 is how it's starting out. You may know that under the Expresso umbrella, we've got the Technology Expresso, the consulting arm, which is, I dare say, our has always been our bread and butter as far as both David and myself work in the IT industry. We do part-time and full-time consulting under Technology Expresso. So we live and make our livelihood and have made our livelihood for 30 years in the STEM umbrella. So it's not for us, it's not a buzzword. It's our livelihood and our way of living. But from that and from our passion, from spreading more awareness about STEM, came the writing of the children's books. And I spent prior to 2020 traveling to a lot of expos and events and book signings, meeting people all over the United States. And it was awesome. It was amazing. It was exhausting. It takes time. It takes energy. You're lugging your inventory everywhere you go. But it was well worth it. But in 2020, like everyone else, without any forewarning, we were stopped in our tracks as far as face-to-face events and having to reach and interact in a remote way. Still active through 2021 and somewhat of 2022. And even at the end of 2022, beginning to feel comfortable with one or two face-to-face events. But I dare say I did encounter COVID, a very mild form of COVID due to my vaccinations, but was able to bounce back. That brings us up to, as we got into the fourth quarter, there always has been a space known around what's known as the Cobb Galleria in Marietta, Georgia, that I've done about four events there, gotten to know several of the business owners, the entrepreneurs there. Many of them are women and minority owned. And just started to feel like I could be a nice complement to the stores that are there right now. All that to say is that through conversation, through networking, not expecting it, but a conversation turned into, I know the general manager, that turned into a very, very short meeting with the general manager, but that turned out into handing me the keys to a space that now is going to be our storefront. Our storefront is in a corridor. It's suite 1E4. You can start visiting us on weekends in February, and then the hours will increase throughout the year, but it'll mainly be Friday through Saturday. We'll have workshops there. The space is meant to be a bookstore, etc. It's more than just a bookstore. Our focus being on STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. So you can't talk about those. You can't just read about those. You got to have hands-on. So we want to have hands-on activity there. We want to also invite other authors to bring their books and do book signings and book readings. We want to even have writing workshops. That's something that I ran across a quote that said, a good storyteller inspires others to tell their stories. And that has rung true. There are so many people that I know that have amazing stories and perspectives, and that actually even complement our Smart Sarah and Perceptive Preston or Preston Jr., PJ, series. And so it's not this, the space that we are creating is to further open the doors for diversity and inclusion around all topics, so children can see all sorts of people and all sorts of avenues for achieving your dream, your passion, for fulfilling and utilizing your God-given talents. And so very much so, it's in line with everything that we've ever done, is to show people that look what I've done and you can do it too. Not just to talk about what we've achieved just for the sake of talking about it or for boasting or bragging. It's to give a roadmap to others. And for some of them, it's giving them a roadmap on how to write their story and get their story out there so that it blesses others. And that's ultimately what our stories. Every time I'm putting that my book in the hands of a parent, or knowing an aunt or uncle or grandparent is going to give that book to a child, for me, there is that connection that this is going to be a seed, and this seed is going to be planted in this young person's imagination and help them flourish. And that is one of the things that is also going to be the theme of our opening, is that I want to invite back some young people that took part in a scholarship that Technology Expresso and the Expresso Foundation gave to young people about 4 years ago. And we're going to bring the teacher out. Her name is Gladys Boulding of Biolog. Some of you, if you follow me, you'll know that I'm often retweeting and liking anything that she puts out there. And so proud of Gladys Boulding's latest achievement, which is writing a college textbook, a college level textbook related to biology, and making sure that it included issues and concerns around biology and science that are relevant to people of color. So to have her come and join us and so we can see where her journey has taken her. But also, I want to surprise her with some of her former students, and some of them are even going to come from out of state and fly in, so she can see where they are 4 years later. And I'm excited because everyone of the students that was a part of the Expresso STEAM Foundation scholarships continues in some form of science and STEM. And that's exciting. That's just a validation. Now the next step is just to scale this even bigger, to spread it even wider. And now that Smart Sarah and Perceptive PJ have a home base at the Cobb Galleria, this is just going to be even, it's just a bigger launching pad for us. And who knows what 2023, I'm not going to even speak what the full vision is, because it's still being formed in the universe as we speak. I'm just kind of working through and bringing the things as they come to me. They're channeling to me so quickly that sometimes, for me even, it's so exciting. It's just beyond even anything that I could imagine. So that's why I know this is bigger than just myself. And you are an important part of that too. Everyone that tunes in or stops by or is listening, know that it's not by accident, that this is really, I've just seen even how quickly we were given the space and given the opportunity to secure the space at Cobb Galleria. When you meet people at that moment, at that second, even you might be bewildered as to what role they play in the bigger scheme of things, but just following through and being open to knowing that you're continuously learning, you're continuously growing in something that is near and dear to me from my teachings of Agile, and when we're talking about the workspace, is there's going to be some fumbles, there's going to be some hiccups, and those are just those steps that you're going, as soon as you recover, the faster you recover, you learn, and you're on to grow and to apply those learnings, and to continue to move forward and to flourish. So as much as it seems that I have the daytime me where I'm talking about Agile and coaching teams in corporate America, to maybe in the evenings where I'm writing another book or story for the series related to Smart Sarah and Perceptive PJ, to when I'm taking one-on-one coaching calls, coaching people with their career, helping them pivot into IT, even teaching online public classes, even though it might seem disconnected. Trust me, as I trust the process, the whole creative continuous learning process, that it all belongs together. Just as our chance meeting and encounters, or you stumbling upon this podcast, all has a purpose and it has an intention. So follow through, stay with us, and continue on this great adventure. I myself could not make this come to be. It took a village, and the village is still taking on more people and personalities and talents just like yourself. So please make your presence known. Send an email, a text, or direct message me. You'll see in the podcast description how to reach out to me on, from LinkedIn to the website, to the on-call chat, to Quora, which I'm very active on. So many ways to get in touch, even just directly even calling us. And right now I'm going to give you a local number that you can call if you're in the Atlanta area, but 404-478-7870. Again, it's 404-478-7870. And you can even text that number, and another 855 number that you can call as well. It's 855-484-6837. Again, 855-484-6837. So if you have questions about the store, the product, or even how to engage us, if you're looking for coaches in your corporate environment, or if you're looking for a one-on-one, a personal coach, we will do everything we can to send you in the right direction. So welcome back. Welcome new. If you're new to what we have to offer, and look forward to connecting with you all. And as we continue to forge full steam ahead, let us know how, in any way we can also support you, guide you, and help you find the energy and the strength and the drive to achieve all that is meant for you. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Bye for now.